Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Former state folklorist Hal Cannon visited the StoryCorps booth with his wife, Teresa Jordan. He recalls his experience with Utah's pioneer past.
I'm a folklorist, and I was very active when the American Folklife Center got going. Back in those days, folklorists did everything to try to get the sort of words and stories of common people out. One of my first things I wanted to do in my first job as state folklorist of Utah was to create an exhibit called the Utah Folk Art Exhibit. Part of the exhibit was contemporary things that people made. You know, prior to 1869, when the railroad came here, everything that came to Utah with the pioneers was either brought on a wagon or was made here. There were these museums that were dotted all over Utah and the Mormon West called Relic Halls. They were put together by the Daughters of Utah Pioneers, and the DUP would gather all these pioneer relics because they felt, too, when they started in the 40s or 50s, that it was important to preserve this material culture, as they called it. The only problem was is the Daughters of Utah Pioneers had a policy not to lend anything out. Everything was to stay in its place in the relic halls. That was sort of vexing because we wanted to borrow some of these things. We wanted to have this traveling exhibit that really showed people all over what beauty the pioneers created, these common, ordinary things. In St. George, I remember, they had this lovely little collection of tinware. I called the woman who ran the Daughters of Utah Pioneer Relic Hall here in St. George, and she said, well, you know, Kate Carter, who was the founder, who ran the Daughters of Utah Pioneers with an iron hand, she made this policy years ago, we can't lend anything out. And I said, well, you know, I'll sign a form that says that everything is insured. I work for the Utah Arts Council. This is only going to be at places that are safe. You know, and Kate Carter's dead. What can she say? Finally, this woman called me back and she said, you know, I think what you're doing is valuable, and I'm willing to break the rules, but you have to meet me late at night at the Daughters of Utah Pioneer Relic Hall. And so I showed up about 9 o'clock at night in this dark parking lot here in St. George. She didn't even turn the lights on in the Relic Hall. And she turned one light on, and we walked in, and she had a box with these tin objects. I carried this box out and put it in my car. Well, I drove to Hurricane, where I had a hotel, and I brought the box of tinware into my hotel room. So I was tired, and I laid down on the bed, and all of a sudden, this cold wind blew up my body, and I could not move. I was frozen. And all of a sudden, I felt the spirit of Kate Carter saying, you have violated my rule. You borrowed these relics, and you shouldn't have done that. I could not even move, and I'm not exactly a woo-woo kind of guy, but I was like frozen to the bed, and I was just petrified. I felt like her coming to intrude on me, and that's who I thought it was. I just knew it was her spirit that was intruding from the other side into my existence. I thought that was beyond the rules. So all of a sudden, that cold wind stopped. I was able to move, and I was able to go to bed and go to sleep. We used the tinware in the exhibit. I returned it. I never had any other encounter with the lady. I don't know. I'm not a very spiritual person, but that was definitely an incredible experience. There's a real physiological and folkloric explanation of it as well. So I sort of rely on that to be practical and reasonable at this point, instead of saying it was her spirit.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.